Hello and welcome to the ChannelBuzz.ca podcast. I'm Robert Dutt, editor of ChannelBuzz.ca, and as always, your host for the show, and working from home with two kids, quote-unquote, at school in the house. Today we continue our New Year's podcast series as we check in with the new site sponsor, Axient, in the form of a chat with Charlie Tomeo, Chief Revenue Officer at Axient. As you'd expect from one of these, we take a look back at 2020, how Axient and its MSP partners pivoted in the face of the pandemic and the launch of a major new product strategy with the direct-to-cloud lineup. And we take a look at where Axient is headed in 2021, what updates MSPs can expect to see, and why he feels MSPs are focusing on growth and not just on keeping the lights on this year. Plus, we get Charlie's thoughts on why the industry is going to need a whole lot of time off after the first in-person partner event that finally gets done, and we find out why he feels the pandemic might shine the light all the more brightly on the value that MSPs bring to their clients in the long term. It's a great conversation, so let's get right into it. My chat with Charlie Tomeo. Charlie, thanks for taking the time. I appreciate the opportunity to have you on the podcast.
And thanks, Rob. Really enjoy getting invited. Thank you.
Axient is new to Channel Buzz as a sponsor. So this is the first time you've been on the New Year's podcast in which we take a look back at the year that was and look forward to the year that is yet to come. Wondered if maybe you could just open it up by maybe taking us through some of the highlights of the year 2020 for Axient and what you saw in your market.
Great. Yeah. So, you know, from Axient standpoint, I think just like every, you know, other vendor MSP out there, you know, we had a plan coming into the year, and then I think March hit and the pandemic was in full swing. And the one thing, you know, I wasn't at Axient at the time, but the one thing being, you know, very heavily in the MSP space was that Axient moved very quickly to make sure that they were there to help the MSP community and their partners. So that was, you know, really the first thing that they did was look to see how they could help first rather than focus on just being, you know, out there to try to sell something. So that was one of the things that I think is, you know, it was something great to see, certainly in the industry, that one of the people that were adopting things to kind of help their partners as we all transition to, you know, work from home or work from anywhere. So that was a big thing. You know, the next thing that we did was we kind of looked at, you know, when you looked at what happened with the you know, certainly with the pandemic, you know, it's something that no one really could prepare for. Because it was almost like a disaster recovery scenario that no one planned on at all. Because, you know, I think most people, depending on the region that they're in, they may, you know, if you're more apt for certain weather or things, you know, you may prepare for those things. But no one really prepared from all of a sudden everyone going from being in their offices to working from home. So looking at that and looking at, you know, kind of our tech stack was pretty quickly made the decision to, you know, adapt and move towards, you know, an X360 cloud-based platform and really consolidating, you know, our tools under one platform. So that's one of the things that we did. And, you know, thankfully, you know, as soon as, you know, I had come on board when we were in the kind of early access phase of our direct to cloud solution, which does not require any hardware. You know, we'd already seen a big uptick in that. And yeah, honestly, we ended out the year really strong with sales within direct to cloud. And it was, you know, good to see the adoption, good to see that, you know, it was something that could help the MSPs moving forward, especially in the current environment.
Yeah, the concept of cloud in general jumped forward, specifically in the Canadian market, a huge amount over the course of the 12 months of 2020, largely because it had to, as MSPs were suddenly tasked with managing and securing and backing up and protecting a more remote customer base, which hadn't really planned to be that way at the top of the year.
It sounds like direct to cloud in that regard would have been well positioned to take advantage of that. Can you talk a little bit sort of about how that side of the business did? I know it came out as a product a little later in the year, but just how did that business do compared to sort of expectations or previous watermarks?
Yeah, it actually we blew out the the targets for November and December. So we had our two best months out of the year, and really the bigger thing was just not just sales are one thing, but the biggest thing that we like to see in understanding who we're partnering with, how solid those partnerships are, was how fast people were deploying it. It was, in some cases, 20, 30% faster than they would have done, kind of traditional type approach to backup and disaster recovery. So that was interesting to see how fast they were able to move on. And, especially in some, depending on what region you are, if you were, in the middle of a lockdown, they weren't able to get on site and actually go and mess around, mess about with hardware. The other thing that was pretty, it's pretty interesting to see is we went with this approach, and we thought that it was definitely a good idea, and it was good to see it prove out, was that the fact that we can deploy alongside something else that's out there was a big thing for us. So even when you're transitioning from, a competitor, to us, or even just that kind of, on-prem traditional hardware, you're able to run alongside it, make sure everything's backed up, and then move off of your solution today. So that was pretty interesting to see as we were proving that out.
All right. Yeah, it's not the kind of place where you want to rip out the incumbent solution prior to making sure that everything is working fine with the new arrival. That's for sure. Because this is, I mean, in many ways, business continuity in many shapes was kind of the defining story for many channel partners in 2020, I dare say.
Yeah, I agree with you, and I think the fact that it was not just the existing infrastructure that you're worried about. We heard from countless partners about people going home and firing up their own devices and wanting to get access, and so that we saw is a big thing where if you're an MSP, you're kind of broadening your scope that you may not have covered in the past, where as long as you were on a corporate device in the brick and mortar type scenarios, you were okay. But now the fact that everybody is that work from anywhere, and then they're almost using any device to get access, it is important that we back up that content.
Have you seen MSPs respond to that shift? Because it's pretty fundamental for, I mean, depending on how the agreement was structured for a managed service provider, it's certainly a fundamental change in terms of what they're protecting, but also potentially in terms of the model they have to take if they suddenly have to protect these devices that aren't corporate devices but are transacting the customer's business.
Yeah, certainly have seen feedback where they've, made a bit of an adjustment to their agreement. In some cases, I think early on, they used it as a way to, provide that additional value to their end customers, and also, kind of at least keep revenue flat for them, or in some cases, increase revenue. So, the MSP certainly went out there. It was interesting to see how fast most of them responded. Once they realized they were kind of in the thick of it, to make sure that the businesses they support, that count on them, that they were able to manage and help them move forward. I think now fast forward, at this point we're, almost into this a year in some cases, in the next couple of months, they've made some adjustments to their agreements and their SLAs, and just had a bit of a better understanding of what they need to be covering. And so I think a lot of the businesses that, wanted to broaden the coverage did, and others just made sure that, it was part of the agreement one way or the other of what they were going to be covering.
Gotcha. What do you see as sort of the forces or the trends that are currently kind of shaping your MSP's customers' business? And what do you see as kind of the defining trends that that may be the case for 2021?
You know, I think it's definitely, we've all learned to adapt quickly. So I think everyone has built that skill set out, certainly in 2020. But I think the other thing is, not just relying on things going back to the way that they were. So making sure that, we're in a position to, really as a community, an MSP community, is make sure that, we can make the adjustments. We see a lot of, depending on what business it is, that they may not be coming back to the office. So that is definitely the new norm. I know that certainly is the fact on on the vendor side, but just making sure that we're able to provide that really good service moving forward. And I think everybody, including the vendors, is looking at 2021 as not just, let's make sure that, we keep the lights on. It's really, how do we go and grow? And I think those are the big things that that MSPs are focused on, is making sure that they're able to see growth in the new norm. And they've always been good to look at and see, additional opportunities when they arise. I think one of them is definitely, having the ability to have that true, disaster recovery type offering, and making sure that it's, that it's part and parcel of what your SLAs are.
Any other major trends that you see kind of shaping MSPs businesses in the course of the coming year?
I think it's going to be interesting to see. Already there's been a ton of M&A going into the year, and we're what, 15 days in. So we're seeing it not just on the vendor side, we're seeing it. So I think there's going to be, a continued M&A, on that MSP side of the business. There's some bigger MSPs going out there for acquisitions. I think, really it's just making sure that we don't take our eye off the ball. We look at some of the cybersecurity attacks that have happened, actually in the last couple of weeks, that, are pretty serious. So, you're going to see something that's not new. Hopefully it's not new to any of the MSPs that are out there, but just really tightening up their, cybersecurity efforts, and honestly making sure that people's data and IP's protected, because I think we all know that if you get breached, if your data gets compromised, it'll put not just our end customers out of business, but certainly our MSPs out of business. So it's something that I see being, especially in the current environment, even more pronounced, if that's even possible, compared to the last as we've had.
And it's had such a spotlight shone on it. I mean, it has had spotlight shone on it over the last few years, but as you say, over the last few months, even all the more intensely.
Yeah, it's just it really is. It's just it's become, amazing to see what's going on out there. Just when you think you've seen it all, something else pops up. And that's what the thing is. It's just diligence. I do see, as things get more intense, that the MSP community actually becomes more connected. They leverage one another. I'm on a lot of different user groups, and follow things on social media, and it's amazing how they have definitely made sure that they've come together to help one another, even if in some cases they're competitive with each other.
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
So it's not one man's or one person or one company's problem, right? It's all of ours.
Yeah. All right. So in the latter days of the year, obviously we've touched on, we saw the direct to cloud launch. With most things that are cloud centric, one of the benefits, one of the exciting parts of it, is that you can iterate very quickly and introduce new things very quickly. Curious what MSPs should expect to see from the direct-to-cloud side of the business over the course of 2021?
Yeah, I mean, the real exciting thing, I think, is coming in Q1 and Q2, which is making sure that we've added all the features that we're comfortable with getting when we do have that, you know, appliance-based backup. So making sure that there's absolute parity between what we're offering in direct to cloud. There'll also be some integrations that will come throughout the year with, you know, the different RMM platforms, the PSAs, mm-hmm. And even some of the cloud service providers. So, you know, it's really just making sure that, you know, we make it such an easy decision for you to move over and to partner with us at Axient. And we're, you know, one of the main things that we've done there is we've made it, you know, real easy as far as, you know, backing up data. We don't charge, you know, per storage, right? It's just, you know, you pay for a license and happy days, go back up whatever that you want. So it makes it a bit easier. It's very MSP centric because we're not coming back to the MSP saying, hey, you're over on storage, we need to charge you more. And then they have to then pay that forward. They just were able to put it in as part of their offering, part of their reference architecture. They come up with the cost that they decide to charge, and that's it. There's nothing else they do. They get an invoice, and they're able to move forward.
All right. And across Axient as a whole, what else can MSPs expect to see over the course of the year?
So we're going to continue to, you know, make sure that we become easier to do business with. We're making sure that internally that we're, you know, we have the support that they, you know, that they need to be successful, not just on the actual support side, but on the sales side, on the partner success side, to make sure that we're easy to do business with, and they're the vendor that they think of as, you know, who they want to partner with.
All right, great. This one may be a little bit harder this year to answer than some years, just because of the nature of the year that was and is. But what do you see as the mood in the channel? What are kind of the general feelings of MSPs about their prospects? I mean, it sounds like from your earlier comment that more folks are looking towards growth than the simple survival that was sort of the big goal of last year. But what's the prevailing mood like at this moment amongst your partner base?
I think there's definitely optimism. I think everybody that's part of the MSP community, certainly not just the MSPs, but the vendors, mm-hmm. we're really, I think we're all ready to get back and see each other once again. So I think that is probably the biggest, most exciting thing. I think the first, the first in-person show that I wind up going to here, I get a feeling that, everybody's going to need a few days to recoup afterwards, because they're going to be so excited to be together. And that's really the way the community has been. You know, I mean, you look at in past years, I was doing about 120,000 miles on a plane because it was very important for me to meet with and be part of that community. And it's definitely something that, you know, I would say, we see a lot of excitement and hope for. You know, I think everybody's trying to, you know, put on their calendar which event is going to actually be the first one to go. But I think that, you know, those are some of the things that they're excited about. I do think that, based on even just recently in talking to some of our partners that are on our partner advisory council, is that they're seeing in some instances where they're getting even more of a premium than they were getting before the pandemic, because people really are relying on their service and they're putting a lot of value in it that they had in the past. So I think that could be a kind of silver lining that comes out, is that we're not always just fighting for every nickel and dime when we're dealing with an end customer.
So I didn't. I think in many cases it may be the what's the old saying that the friends that you make are those who you stand by in the hard times will appreciate you all the more in the good times. So those who've done a good job for their customers through what's probably been the worst time for many of their businesses may stand to be rewarded for that. Curious your thoughts just before we wrap. Any macro advice any macro advice you might have for MSPs as we start 2021 in terms of what to be thinking about in terms of where the business is going, anything you want to offer that might be, you think, sage advice for the year for managed service providers?
Yeah, I think, it really is just making sure that, we're continuing to do, I can't really, most of them do such a great job, and I've learned a lot from them over the years, but I think it's definitely making sure that you're continuing to communicate it with your vendors, share what your challenges are, even what your opportunities are. And, as the vendor community, we definitely want to work with you and help you to be successful. And so, I look at some of the things that we've done, even over the past couple of years, which is things that are less sales focused, but more working with them, helping them on how to, in some cases grow their business, or helping them on marketing, understanding what's working with us from a marketing standpoint, but certainly reach out to us. You can reach out to me directly as well if there's something that we can do to work together, even if it's not specifically on a contractual basis, but just more of a, hey, we want to understand what you're seeing on the vendor side. Be more than happy to share some of those things. So definitely, I would just recommend, communicate, and certainly ask the questions, that you're struggling with, because there's plenty of people out there that can help.
All right. I think that's always sage advice. Charlie, I wanted to thank you once more, once again, for joining us for the podcast, and all the best for a very successful 2021.
No problem. Thank you. Thanks, Rob.
There you have it. A look back at 2020 and a look ahead to the rest of 2021 with Charlie Tomeo, Chief Revenue Officer at Axient. I'd like to thank Charlie for joining us for the podcast, thank Axient for their brand new sponsorship of the site, and as always, thank you for listening. We'll be back later this week, although once again, I'm not entirely sure yet whether we'll be bringing you another New Year's podcast series entry, or if we'll go a different route and bring you another topic altogether. But be sure to subscribe in either Apple Podcasts or Google Podcasts, and if you've got any thoughts to share, we'd love it if you'd leave us a note and maybe a review and a rating of the podcast. Until next time, I'm Robert Dutt for ChannelBuzz.ca, and I'll see you around the channel.